Good morning and welcome to today's podcast, a daily 1 to 2 minute podcast offering words for the wise and the otherwise. I'm your host, Scott Brenner, and today is November 2nd, 2004. It's election day here in America, and so we have a somewhat presidential quote for the day. It's from the 35th President of the United States, John F. Kennedy. I first heard this recording of JFK talking about the sea and mankind's relationship with the sea about 5 years ago on NPR. It has stuck with me since. Kennedy made these remarks to the American and Australian yacht racing teams on the eve of the America's Cup race, back when America used to always win the race. I think these remarks were kind of off the cuff, rather casual, but I think as you hear when I play it, he begins kind of slow and stammers a bit, but when he starts to talk about man's similarities to the sea and the seawater, he hits his stride, he stops stuttering, and just hits his point home.
I really don't know why it is that all of us are so committed to the sea, except I am. I think it's because, in addition to the fact that the sea changes and the light changes and ships change, it's because we all came from the sea. And it is an interesting biological fact that all of us have in our veins the exact same percentage of salt in our blood that exists in the ocean. And therefore, we have salt in our blood, in our sweat, in our tears. We are tied to the ocean. And when we go back to the sea, whether it is to sail or to watch it, we are going back from whence we came.
That's President Kennedy, August 12th, 1962. I think it's interesting to note Kennedy's suggestion that we came from the sea. A suggestion that seems consistent with the belief in evolution, a somewhat controversial position for the second most powerful Catholic in the world at the time. Just so you know where I stand, if I had to put a sticker on the back of my car, it would be a fish with legs. That's it for today's podcast. Please go out and vote today. It's a great privilege you have in this country. Unfortunately, I'm a Canadian and don't get to vote. If you can vote, please do. If you aren't sure who to vote for, I think you should follow the patron saint of podcasting, Adam Curry's lead, and give Bush the pink slip. You can find a little more information at todayspodcast.com, as well as links to any of the sites mentioned in today's podcast. You can email me, Scott Brenner, with suggestions and comments at scott@todayspodcast.com, or you can call in your comments at 435-514-4859. Thanks for listening, and be sure to tell your friends about todayspodcast.com.